you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in fall rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
College football fans.
The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl will be played at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, December 15th at 12:30 p.m. Many story programs have showcased their talent in this annual Pac-12 versus Mountain West Conference matchup. Get ready to see the 27th edition of the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl by purchasing your tickets today at lvbowl.com. Tickets start at just $35. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where bowl season begins.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you.
And Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Great day to come out to the William Hill Racing Sportsbook inside of Silver Sevens. We're hanging out at the Corona Cantina. Cheap beers, well shots, and margaritas. Just $2 up until 5 o'clock. That's every day, happy hour, 3 to 5. And we got plenty of sports on the awesome setup here. We're prepping for Saints and Cowboys right now. We've got your guy Taco Fall, Central Florida, going against Alabama on one of the big screens, a little college basketball. This is going to be the nice hour. We're going to be nice this hour. Big Five Time.
Battle-Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Four. Number five.
Adam mumbles why. Yeah. Because I got lectured on Sunday morning that I needed to be nicer.
We're going to be nicer.
I have changed your lecture into, or I've developed so many branches off your lecture.
That's true.
I'm enjoying this. Chrissy's back in our Finley Toyota Studios. This is about twice a week you'll get a from Chrissy. Is this one of those stories with Steph Curry?
I don't think so.
No?
It's not enough.
I beg to differ. But we'll see. Who knows what kind of mood Chrissy's in today?
Let me have it.
So, a little girl.
Let me have it.
I immediately regretted that.
Little girl is a big Steph Curry fan.
Chop it up. That's a drop. Let me have it.
9 years old. Riley Morrison's her name. Big fan of Steph Curry, and she likes to play basketball. So her dad and her went online to try to order Steph Curry's for her to play in. And then they found out they don't come in girl sizes. So she wrote a handwritten letter to Steph Curry. It says, "My name is Riley, just like your daughter, smiley face. I'm 9 years old from..." Oh, no, she already did.
I do love the smiley face.
9 years old from Napa.
Oh, this could be a multiple awe.
"I'm a big fan of yours. I enjoy going to Warriors games with my dad. I asked my dad to buy me the new Curry 5s because I'm starting a new basketball season. We visited the Under Armour website. We were disappointed to see that there were no Curry 5s for sale under the girls' section. But they did have them for sale under the boys section, even to customize."
All right, let me guess here. Are you done with her letter?
No, it goes on, but it's all stupid.
Okay. It's all stupid.
Yes.
Let me guess here. Steph Curry wrote back, "Hey, little girl, women aren't good enough to play basketball. I'm not making sneakers for you."
He did not.
Ah.
And he actually hand wrote.
He did.
His response.
He actually did write back. Well, that's a great first step.
It says, "Hey, Riley, I appreciate your concern and have spent the last 2 days talking to Under Armour about how we can fix the issue. Unfortunately, we have labeled smaller sizes as boys on the website. We are correcting this now," with two underlines and an exclamation point. "I want to make sure you can wear my kicks proudly. So I'm going to send you a pair of Curry 5s now, and you'll be one of the first kids to get the Curry 6. Lastly, we have something special in the works for International Women's Day on March 8th, and I want you to celebrate with me. More to come on that, but plan to be in Oakland that night. All the best. Hashtag ruin the game.
Oh, that is like just the best story.
Wait, what's the hashtag?
Ruin the game.
What does that mean? Women are ruining the game?
Oh.
No, it's actually, you're just so good that you just ruined. It's not even fun anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some
old man
hidden meaning there. Some double entendre.
No, definitely not.
What if you're with Under Armour? What's your reaction to this?
Oh, you're thrilled. No, it's,
oh, you are?
It's great advertising. It's going all over the place. What do you think?
Like Under Armour? Come, did we run the numbers by Steph to have a whole little girls line? You know,
no, they're not going
we're
going to
get on our 39-cent sneakers?
No, they're not going to. I think you missed the really easy part of this. They're just going to add a girl section, change the sizes, and sell a whole new thing without doing anything.
That's what I did when I was a kid at camp. I wore boys' Jordans. I just put my feet into the smaller sizes.
But they'll change the website so that whatever they'll translate whatever girl size to boy size and just sell a whole new thing, but they'll have the same product, just a new page on the website that sells more shoes.
Chrissy, how big are your feet?
Well, 6.5 now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Please stop.
Oh, hey.
Number 4.
You can't be nice.
You have to move on. There are some listeners that were texting in.
Oh.
They wanted to know.
Yeah, I'm a 6.5 women's.
I think they're trying to help you find shoes because they want photos of your bare feet. I don't know why.
Well, oh, I did offer somebody. Well, somebody asked if they could.
You
take
know what? We never told that story.
Shoes.
Let's set this up correctly. Oh. We never told that story on the air. You went to a local car wash and you had some guy. This was like 2 weeks into you living in Vegas, and some guy propositioned you, right? Didn't he want to take pictures of your feet?
Yes, he did. For $200, and he had like a little stool all set up. I didn't have to leave. Like, so
Adam almost did a spit take on that.
So it was like a little like outdoor furniture, and he just like wanted me to take my shoes out of my feet out of my flip flops. So
let me ask the obvious follow up question on that. What'd you do with the $200? I mean, you clearly took the money and
I
took
did.
The photos.
Yeah,
of course.
And it was only like 15 minutes of time, and some people looked at me strange at the car wash, but...
Did you really do it?
Yeah, he said he was like a photo journalism major or something,
okay,
and
yeah.
he just wanted...
Photojournalism!
Yeah.
It's for school.
Yeah. I remember taking a photojournalism class in college and them telling us to take pictures of random people at the car wash.
It was... In hindsight, I probably wouldn't do it the exact same way.
You got the money, though. It was nice.
Yeah. And I don't really remember what I spent it on, so yikes.
Probably the car wash.
All right, now we can get to number 4.
Number 4.
Let's get away from the creepy stuff. Adam, how much porn do you see people watching at Starbucks?
I don't know if I would actually consider anything I've seen people watching as porn. There's definitely questionable viewing going on there, and everybody seems to be watching something.
This is a real issue. I saw that... Joe Rogan, of all guys, I guess via businessinsider.com, said, well, here it is, headline. Starbucks says it's finally going to block customers from watching porn in stores after years of pressure. This has been an epidemic? I didn't know about this.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I didn't know anyone was watching. I'm kidding.
Like I said,
I'm never at Starbucks.
People are always there
always
watching.
Bean with my porn.
They're always watching something. Yeah, good luck with their internet. I'm always noticing that people are watching a lot of random things. They watch a lot of very weird TV and movies and all kinds of stuff at Starbucks. It is a whole, it's a whole land of craziness going on the screens there. But I have not actually, I've seen people doing a lot of things. I don't think I've actually seen somebody watching pornography at Starbucks. But it's probably, you know, if they want to block like the major porn sites, I think we should be fine with that. Just say, okay, that's fine.
Hey, do you feel like this actually could overstep some boundaries where people are snooping on each other and worried about what's on someone else's computer?
Yeah,
like,
I
mind
say,
your own business.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like out there, like I've mentioned people bringing their whole desktop computer and setting up at Starbucks.
That's so awesome.
Which is
still
ridiculous. I mean, people are watching all kinds of weird things. Like, I've never felt the need to, like, look over their shoulder and see what they're watching. But I think if they went full, like, local sportscaster in the middle of Starbucks, then, yeah, you probably should say, like, knock it off.
I I didn't know that these filters are in place in other places already.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reason I notice it is because a lot of times I'm in a lot of arenas and I try to look up lines. And, like, you have all any sports sites that have lines on them blocked in arenas around the country, which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I've noticed that, too.
Yeah.
Only for informational purposes.
So, yeah. So, you can definitely block certain sites from, you know, if you're using their internet.
As an example, if you went to camp out at the chicken joint this morning, that is opening up, the new one on the northern side of town, if you're out in one of those tents and you're like, come on, it's late, got my tent.
You think the...
No, pitching tent jokes there.
You think the internet is blocked going?
Porn is blocked at the chicken joint.
Okay, well, that makes sense with their background. Plus, I don't know that you need to be watching porn while you're getting chicken.
Well, you're waiting for chicken. And sometimes you have to line up the day before.
I still think, you know what? If you're, I think you're making that choice. I'm dedicating my next 24 hours to waiting for porn.
I'll give up porn for a day.
Yeah, yes.
So I can get my chicken for a year. Makes sense. I could deal with that. Top three stories.
Number three.
Well, I love this one. This is a rare case where a dude is actually turning down more money, and actually more money from his alma mater, to stay in his current gig, where, frankly, the job's not done yet. How many people do that?
Not many.
Especially, well, the job not done yet, no one considers that, but for Jeff Brohm to turn down Louisville, pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, I think the only things I can think of is either he doesn't want to be in Louisville, where he grew up, he has all the family, all the friends. It can be a distraction. It can be an issue to be in your hometown again. Or he already knows of a much, much bigger offer either this year or next from somewhere else, and he's waiting for that.
Right. So the Southern Cal job would be really good for him.
Yeah. And you know, okay, there's going to be other places.
What happened in Louisville, though, because they get what they want. They spend whatever they want. They allow the coaches to do anything they want, you know, a la Patino and his whorehouse. Well, he didn't know anything about it. Billy Minardi Hall was his assistant coach. Louisville gets what they want. I mean, I never believed that Chris Mack was going to leave Xavier, and they got him.
Yeah, it's true.
So how are Louisville fans reacting to that they thought was a done deal for like 2 weeks?
Very well. Somebody called a bomb threat into Trinity High School, which is where Jeff Brohm and all of his brothers and family went.
Okay.
And the school had to be closed today.
Awesome.
So they're handling it well. Things are...
That's a drawing point moving forward. Hey, look, the fans are really passionate. I mean, they walk that line.
Well, what do you think? You think he's going to hear that there's... Oh, no, please don't call a bomb threat into my school. You know what? I'll take the Louisville job.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. You're not going to...
Take the job or I'm detonating it.
It's just so stupid. You're not going to win. I don't know what the end game is. You're just going to be caught and go to jail and never get to watch your beloved Louisville games again anyway. Or maybe they're not in jail. Who knows?
Weird, because with Brohm not going to Louisville, I'm reading breaking news from November 15th. Jeff Brohm will be announced as the University of Louisville head football coach on Monday, November 26th. According to my sources, that's a Dan Dockage. Who is Dan Dockage?
A former college coach turned media person who's anti-media and claims that his sources and scoops are better than media people. So media people like to really taunt him and rub it in when he gets it wrong.
So Jeff Goodman last night, who's a college basketball expert, tweeted the original report that Brohm was taking the Louisville job and wrote, and Steve Alford also done to Indiana. Good sources.
Yeah, and I think that comes from Dan Dockage is somebody like other people where you might get a story right every once in a while, but it's followed up by two or three wrong ones, and then you still want credit and... You know, you want some status as somebody who breaks news stories when you get it wrong. Like, you can't ever get it wrong. That's why you have to have multiple sources on it. And again, sometimes you're going to get it wrong because, you know, this source lies to you or this source thinks they know something. Or even the person, all right, I'll mention Mick Cronin again. There's a report that Mick Cronin accepted the job at UNLV. It's because he did accept the job at UNLV. Told the campus he was going back to tell his family that he took the job and then changed his mind. So that story wasn't wrong. Just people's minds were changed.
Wow, look at you trying to talk common sense instead of just piling on Dan Dockage. That's very objective of you.
No,
it is.
But in this case,
it's very objective of you because most media people hear this guy Dockage, you know, who worked under Knight, is doing local radio in Indianapolis, does college basketball games as just a complete jerk who says He's better than media, and he's media. You get things wrong.
No, but in this case, no, but he's not.
Ooh, okay.
But I'm saying in this case, he's done this many, many times. So he's not me. So, like, yeah, you might get one right every once in a while, but you're not media. You're not a, and I shouldn't say that, you are media, but you're not a reporter. You're not a breaking news person because you've gotten so many wrong before.
He's better.
No, he gets
them
wrong. No,
he's better.
He thinks so, but he gets too many wrong.
He's better. Top two stories.
Number two.
Well, rough loss last night for UNLV basketball. That Valpo team had some talent, but frankly, I believe that was a team that UNLV could take out by 15. And that was what watching it. I didn't say that before the game. I said it was going to be a four-point game. I think I picked 74-70 UNLV would win it. We all three of us, Kamala, myself, and Adam, all picked UNLV to win the game. That was as bad as the Loyola game. Or was it worse? 25 turnovers. Pretty crazy. The team really unraveled, up 35-25. Just could not score it was literally the next 15 minutes. They got 10 points, and they finished the game with 25 turnovers.
Yeah, that you can't have that. And I think that might be why it is worse than Loyola. Loyola, they were just, you know, they were up a little bit, then they were struggling. But it was kind of similar in that it was turnovers and everything else, but that was also the first game. You kind of expect some of those things. Now you've had a four-game winning streak. You're a little bit settled in. You've been at home. There's no reason to regress back to that and to turn the ball over 25 times and almost have more turnovers than shots made. It was bad. It was a very poor performance that I think they were, you know, you can certainly see the frustration, certainly heard frustration of Marvin Menzies after the game. That was disappointing.
You got so frustrated, you just said, you know what, I'm not even going to sit in the media section. I'm going to sit here in the crowd.
I decided to...
I caught a weird picture of you.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I was sitting behind the UNLV bench, and I was just getting a quick shot of Derek Smits at the other end of the floor, and you're, like, perfectly in focus while he's not. It almost looked professional. Like, I caught Adam in a moment where he's, like, really pensive, breaking down Derek Smits.
Did you notice who was sitting right in front of me? The Anderson Hunt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw he was at the game last night.
It was, me and him just hanging out, talking about the game. It was good.
All right.
It was disappointing.
Smits had a nice game.
Yeah. His dad was very passionate during the game.
His dad was there. You want to tell people who his dad is for the... You really need to connect with the younger audience. Go ahead.
Rick Smits.
Yeah.
The former longtime Pacer,
all Pacer. That's all he was.
Yeah,
7'4". His kid's small.
So he kind of stood out a little bit when he was sitting in the crowd yesterday behind the bench.
Well, when he stood up,
yeah,
7'4". His son probably 7 foot, a little thicker than Rick Smits. Rick Smits was the dunking Dutchman.
Yeah,
he played at Marist, the Red Foxes. And as I shouted out, I don't know why. It was just a random East Coast moment that he was the player of the year in college in the ECAC Metro. His dad.
Okay,
his kid's pretty good.
Impressive feat.
His kid actually reminded me of a very poor man's Domantas Sabonis. Lefty,
yeah.
Good footwork.
Oh, Sabonis' footwork is like next planet.
I was lobbing the softball your way. You've been talking about Sabonis for 4 years now as the greatest footwork ever. But that's a team they can beat.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're at the end of the year you look back and you want that game back.
You know, it's funny, the same seven, and there's a lot of people who care about UNLV basketball, but the same seven people who I didn't see tweet anything during the four wins all came out. All came out on Twitter, and they're like, hashtag fire Menzies. Right into it.
Of course.
One of the jabronis, what's it, Angel fan something, said they're not going to win until they get a $3 million coach. Is that laughable? Or let's just discuss the possibility of that sort of salary for the basketball coach, especially since the little guy's coming to town who ran back to Cincinnati and... Well, I say never gave an answer. You said he did give an answer, Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
He just never followed up.
Right.
But Cronin was reported to to be offered around $2.2 million or $2.3 million because that's where he was in that area at Cincy. So they had it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they still have it.
So for basketball fans who are longing for a big-dollar coach, they can realistically throw out there, hey, it's, you know, well, there's two parts. They're only going to win when they get someone at that level, and they get someone at that level.
Yeah, and I don't think it has to be somebody at that level. I think that there's options out there that you could go with that can win and have success. And not that it's not Marvin Menzies. I'm just saying if you're saying it has to be a change, there's guys you can find that are really good. Like, you know, that can have success. Like, look what happened at University of Buffalo with Nate Oates. Like, you can have success like that. You don't need that big money guy. It helps to maybe accelerate the process on some level, and it would help to go, like, if you went to some of the donors in town and said, hey, we can get, I'll just throw him again there, Nate Oates, to come coach this team, I think you'd have a lot of people just staring at him like, no, I'd rather not give my money. And if you went to them and said, we could get Rick Pitino, you could have, like, $7 million tomorrow. Like, I think that's where it's at. People want to be a part of something like that where you're, like, blown away by a name. Like, they would do those kind of things. You would find the money. If you have somebody in mind and you have a goal and this is how much money it's going to take, you can find the money in this town. There's no question.
So the way that game played out, they fall down by about 10, pretty much 5 minutes into the second half. They're up 35-25. They were on the wrong side of a 21-2 run. And then the game just stayed around 9 or 10, and one of the things that UNLV could not do, and this is one of the worries we have with this roster, is make up the margin quickly from deep, right? And make some three balls. They went 3 of 17 on the night from three, and it's something they're going to battle the entire year. Right now, the Rebels are 327 in the country in three-point make percentage at 27.5%, and this one, even though it ranks a little higher, might be more distressing. 283rd in attempts at 19 per game. Now, you sent over a great story today about the NBA, right? There are certain coaches who don't like the three ball, right?
Right.
Well, there are guys like Byron Scott. He doesn't like the three ball. He's not working.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Greg Popovich hates the three-pointer. But what does his team do all the time now?
Shoot threes. And especially
Especially
from the corner, because he knows you have to. And one of the reasons he hates it is because he thinks it's too important and too vital to the game. He's been saying for years that he doesn't think the three is the right thing, wishes it never got added to the game. But at the same time, I get that you have to do it. These days, there's such an emphasis on the three because it's proven to be analytically correct, is what Popovich said. You look at a stat sheet after a game, the first thing you looked at is threes. If you made threes and the other team didn't, you're going to win. You don't even have to look at the rebounds or the turnovers, how much transition defense was involved. You don't even care. That's how much an impact a three-point shot has, and it's evidenced by how everybody plays. I hate it, and I always have. I've hated the three for 20 years. That's why I make a joke all the time that if we're going to make it a different game, let's have a four-point play. Because if everybody likes the three, they'll really like the four.
Big three, baby. Greg Popovich's future with Ice Cube.
People will jump out of their seats if you have a five-point play. It'll be great. There's just no basketball anymore. There's no beauty in it. It's pretty boring, but it is what it is, and you just need to work with it.
Which really should be a message to every coach in the country.
Yep.
I mean, do you have to go? Who the hell is it? Who's the sub? Is it one of the Florida schools? It's not Florida International. Oh, Savannah State in Georgia is averaging 45 three attempts a game.
Love it.
They're number one in the country. Actually, Auburn is a top 10 team. Auburn's top 10 in three-point attempts. They're attempting 32 a game.
Yeah. So that's what basketball is now.
And I wonder back 20 years ago, you know, while he was doing whatever he was doing and still doing now, if Bruce Pearl was a three-point hater. Because he ain't now.
No, he certainly isn't. But he knows, and you don't have to love it. You don't have to think it's great. You have to have your team shoot them, and you have to recruit guys that can shoot them. That's what basketball is.
And it was interesting last night while Marvin Menzies was trying to find the mix that would play better defense, especially better offense, maybe make some threes. There was a stint where both Trey Woodbury, true freshman, and Bryce Hamilton, true freshman, were on the floor together. That's how like much. I mean, he was really grasping to try to find some mix that wouldn't just give the ball up. Cincinnati on the way. They got to clean it up. Top story.
Number one.
Well, top story of the day in Vegas is fifth year for Tony Sanchez. It came across this morning. Statement released by Desiree Reed Francois. She said she wants to see the team bowl eligible next year. A couple other qualifiers as well. Said we put a lot of money into the program. We're doing as much as we can to make it competitive. And Tony Sanchez gets a fifth year. We discussed the bowl eligibility point. It's very interesting if that's the bar, because you got to get the six wins. I mean, I would say the goal would be do at least what Reno did this year, right? Get over six wins.
Yeah.
Now, the way this year set up, this was supposed to be the year because the schedule was very manageable. You think back, New Mexico, Air Force at home, at San Jose. Well, that was all in that period when Rodgers was down, but they didn't play well at all in the New Mexico game. They didn't play well in the middle of Air Force and San Jose. They had their moments starting and late, but they lost all three games. Next year's schedule, though, and I want you to give me a handicap on this. Next year's schedule, road spots at Reno, at Northwestern, at Vandy, at Colorado State, at Wyoming, at Fresno, home, and they do catch the, you know, one of the real kings of the conference in Boise. By the way, we should mention that I think one of the best programs in the conference, they didn't get it done against Boise, Utah State. They may take a hit now. Matt Wells, it looks like, is going to be headed to Texas Tech. But anyway, that's some of the schedule, right? Other home games against Southern Utah, Arkansas State, those are winnable games. San Jose, Hawaii, San Diego State. Would you put a number on, yes, six wins?
Yes, six wins?
Yeah. Is that a plus or a minus for you?
Plus 300?
Plus 300?
Yeah.
What are really?
They'll be favored four times.
All year?
Yeah. They'll be favored in four games next year. So to make a 6-6 wager, it'd be a huge plus.
And no shot they're favored at CSU or Wyoming, depending on where the game falls?
I mean, there's a chance. I would say it's not incredibly likely.
That is interesting, folks. Adam's probably not that far off. Bowl eligible. And you're favored in four, maybe five games.
And by the way, I think they can be a lot better. They'll be a lot better next year.
Yeah. And that's the point out of this. I think they will be better as long as Rodgers stays healthy. And the defense has to get better.
Yeah. You can make a huge improvement, be a much, much better team, and still have four wins.
Wow. Six wins plus 300 on the yes?
I think so.
Wow, mark this down.
It's probably going to be 4.5. The win total will probably be 4.5 next year.
Wow.
Now, of course, things can change. Does CSU and Wyoming just lose everybody? Like, all of a sudden they have nothing? New coaches? Like, who knows what's going on?
And again, it depends on the start you get off to and when you play these teams.
Sure. But, like, just right now, looking at the schedule, they're probably favored four times. Win total probably 4.5.
All right, we got VGK back on the ice. We'll get to a little more on UNLV basketball. As the guy who called the game last night, Nick Gismondi, will join us right around the corner.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now, 728-5500. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
You know what? I'm tired of shaving and trimming and clipping. It's Steve Cofield. I'm a big-time radio guy, so I decided it was time to let someone else take care of me. So I found Swagger Men's Grooming. That's where I get my haircut and beard trimmed. You need to treat yourself, too. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. When you get your haircut, you get the neck massage, the shampoo. I went next level and even got the nose wax. Yeah, me. I'm the king of the world. Coronado Center and Eastern. It's Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in here with you. And Thursday means the start of another week of NFL action. And tonight we've got a good game. New Orleans traveling down to Dallas. Big D, what's going to happen in the game? We all have our opinions. The bottom line, you need information because your wager is an investment. For that, we'll call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, a good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you guys crushed it last week, and you plan on starting off tonight with another winner.
Yeah, we're going to kick off everybody's weekend with a big, big win tonight. As you said, very interesting and very important game. Very important for Dallas if they can try to pull away from Washington. New Orleans, if they want the number one seed, they have to win this game tonight. New Orleans coming in at 10-1, Dallas at 6-5. Right now, Saints are laying 7. The total's 51.5. New Orleans coming off that pasting of Atlanta 31-17 last Thursday. Dallas beat Washington 31-23. Cowboys have the leading rusher in the league in Ezekiel Elliott, but the Saints do have the answer because they have the number one rush defense in the league. It's going to make for a very interesting game. We want to make some money on this game tonight. And there is some late-breaking info on some the matchup tonight, some injuries that have occurred. Elliott is still banged up. New Orleans has some defensive injuries. We have the information on this game. We will release it to everybody if you give us a call at 1-888-566-7878. A lot of people get afraid when they hear the word free on the radio. Guys, there's no catch. There's no obligation. Make the call. We will give you the winner tonight. We'll tell you who's going to win and why. It's 1-888-566-7878.
Now, Steve, in a game like this at this time of the season, sometimes teams have different motivations, but both of these teams are motivated. They're both looking for the playoffs ahead. They both want to win this game. But if you have the right information, you cash the ticket. If you have the wrong stuff, you don't. It's really that simple. That's why they need to call 1-888-566-7878 and get that right information.
Yeah, and Dallas also added a little bit of fuel to the fire. Lawrence, Dallas's defensive star, said the New Orleans offensive line is in over their head tonight. That's going to make it extremely interesting. And like in a game like this tonight, the only way to win is with information, obviously. We have it. We'll share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move on this game tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. New Orleans Dallas winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Guys, do not touch this play tonight without calling us first. You can cash a ticket. You can call us back tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878. New Orleans Dallas at no charge.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened. At the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. NFC action for you as the New Orleans Saints travel to Dallas to face the Cowboys. Tony, Dallas has looked much improved, 3 straight wins, but the Saints are on a 10-game winning streak. They might be the best team in the league.
Ian, not only do the Saints have the highest scoring offense in the NFL, but the Saints' defense has played outstanding. They have the number one defense against the rush. It could be tough sledding for Ezekiel Elliott, so look for the Cowboys receiver Amari Cooper to test that Saints' defense. Since his trade from the Raiders, the Cowboys have surged first place in the division.
Join us for the Saints at the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
from a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
I don't need diamonds, no sparkly things. No, cause you can't buy this feeling. No,
Alexa, play Cozy Little Christmas.
Okay.
Just want a cozy
little Christmas here with you.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Stream Cozy Little Christmas only on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hang with Cofield and Company this and every Thursday night at the William Hill Race and Sports Book at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino to watch tonight's Thursday night football game.
Dallas spreads them out a bit. They fake the run. The pass is caught. Cooper off to the races for the touchdown.
Well, we'll see what Amari Cooper has for the Saints tonight. Clearly, the Cowboys better be humming on offense to keep up with New Orleans' absolute juggernaut. We'll find out if we should step in front of the Saints' train in about 15 minutes. Brad Powers, pregame.com expert, will join us. But last night's game, we saw a familiar face. Who was there, Adam?
Our good friend Nick Gismondi from the Golden Knights broadcast. Actually, it was courtside calling the Rebel game, and Nick joins us right now. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We are good. How are you recovering from that journey into the basketball world last night?
It was an unforeseen journey. I was expecting to get chirped since they lost. I saw the tweet yesterday, by the way, Steve. But Adam was nice enough to come by and give me some pregame notes, so I was okay.
Yeah, it was not a great night for UNLV, for sure. But you're saying not your fault, though.
No. You can't blame the announcer, Jinx. That's just not a thing.
Okay, well, we'll take your word for that. What did you think of the team seeing them for the first time last night? It wasn't their best performance, but you did get to take a look at some of the players in the arena and everything else.
Yeah, no. Listen, I think that's a really good ball club. I just think that last night, I think obviously they had the most turnovers. That's a season high in turnovers, and I think that cost them. You can't make mistakes against a Valpo team like that. And I think as soon as the Crusaders smelled blood, they sort of jumped on them. But man, it's a great venue. I love Coach Menzies. I had an opportunity to hang out with him at Shoot Around, and man, he's a good coach, and I think that he really loves those guys, and I think that those guys are buying into him too. And as long as that continues to happen, I think that team will be fine.
Well, there you go. What would you expect besides a very positive twist from Nick Gismondi? Of course, the happiest, most friendly, positive guy around. So it's got to be easy to speak positively about the Golden Knights right now. Things are going really well for this team.
Oh, man, they look good. And the thing I like the most is that this is the way that everybody sort of knew they were going to be able to play. And I know I'm always the positive guy, but I was never even behind closed doors doubting where they were going to be at. This is a team that ran into a little bit of injury trouble off the top, and unfortunately, every team runs into injury stuff, but I feel like the injuries that Vegas sustained were injuries that were to players that were replacing big holes. So you never really got a chance to see them sort of do what we were all expecting them to do, with no Stastny in the lineup and no Pacioretty in the lineup for a while, and Tuck wasn't there to start the year. And now that Max Pacioretty is getting going again and Alex Tuck is the best player on this hockey team, they're starting to flow. And Nate Schmidt gave them a boost, and obviously Marc-Andre Fleury's playing real well. But it's all aces right now for Vegas, and now they know where they have to be at. They know how hard they have to work in order for them to achieve the success that they want, and that's on them now.
How much of this run, in your mind, is not just that Naismith returned. I think that's a really easy, simple thing to look at and say, hey, Naismith's back. But it was Naismith coming back and allowing everyone else to find their more comfortable role as far as the defensemen go. You know, Colin Miller not have to be on the top line anymore and worry about stopping, you know, top lines from the other team, and he can more focus on what he does best, which is get involved in the offense. Just guys able to settle back into their roles with Naismith's return. How much did that help?
No, you just nailed it right on the head. That is 100% what it is. It's, you know, as a hockey team, you prepare for those sorts of things. You can play other positions. You can play other roles. But obviously, everybody's most comfortable on the spot that they're in and the role that they know how to play. And I think what you're seeing with Vegas is exactly that. You've got Naismith coming back in, and now everything sort of settles out. And then you've also got the positive inspiration that guy is in the room. And I can't tell you enough how important that is to a hockey team. One or two guys missing in a room who are big character guys can throw the whole thing off.
Nick Gizmondi, you can see him on the broadcast with AT&T Sportsnet. And every once in a while with the UNLV games on the broadcast as well. Make sure you follow my Twitter at Nick Gizmondi as well. You know, I don't want to say how sustainable is this in the sense that they're not going to win every game the rest of the year, but is this team just back to playing to where you expect them to win every night?
Yeah, obviously, I think the expectation is to win every night, and I think with the Vegas Golden Knights, that's not something that is out of the realm, but no team, obviously, we know will win every night. But when you take a look at their schedule for the next couple of weeks, for example, you've got Vancouver tonight. That should be 2 points. Edmonton, they've been getting gritty wins under Hitchcock with like a 1-0, 2-1, 1-goal games. With the way that the offense has been going for Vegas, I would expect another 2 points in Edmonton on Saturday. Then you got to look ahead a little bit. Okay, maybe you say they don't pick up 2 points against Washington, though it's possible, especially playing back at T-Mobile. So let's just say they don't pick up 2 points there. But then Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, that's 6 more points on the table in the next week and a half.
Yeah, certainly the opportunities are there. Hey, last thing, and we mentioned this yesterday, I'm going to be writing about it over the weekend, but what would your reaction be if I told you that teams that play at T-Mobile Arena are 1-10 in their next game?
Wow.
Vegas flu, baby. Vegas flu.
Because I feel that way when I'm done with a game in Vegas.
It's interesting, though, right?
Interesting indeed. I'm going to use that stat tonight on the broadcast, by the way. I'll give you credit, though. Don't worry. I'll see if the article. Where's that article going to be? I'll plug you.
It'll be out before the next home game. So wait till somebody's, you know, when they're playing at home at the beginning of next week. Use it on that one.
Okay, I'll wait then. I'll wait to use it then, and you'll get full credit for it. I'm not one of those steal your stats kind of guys.
All right, Nick. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Thank you,
sir.
All right, guys. I miss you.
Nick Gizmondi.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, not going to pull a Lawless.
He didn't say that.
This part of the show brought to you by Naked City Pizza and our buddies over at Office Bar. How about Naked City Pizza doing a cyber sale coming up? Starts on Monday, 10 a.m., 48-hour cyber sale. Buy one, get one free on $25 gift certificates. So basically $50 worth of food for $25. Buy one, get one. $25 gift certificates. You get two $25 gift cards for the price of one. Give them as gifts. I gave Naked City gift cards as gifts like 5 years ago. And the funny thing was, everyone's like, oh, you got them for free, huh? I'm like, no, I went in and spent like $250. Used them. But the sale's going down Monday, 10 a.m. to Wednesday, 10 a.m. Buy one, get one. Naked City Pizza, you know, they've got multiple locations around town. But you got to buy it online. NakedCityLV.com, NakedCityLV.com. It's 10 a.m. when it starts. Buy one, get one. $25 gift certificate from Naked City Pizza for the holidays.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming, open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in here with you. And Thursday means the start of another week of NFL action. And tonight we've got a good game. New Orleans traveling down to Dallas. Big D, what's going to happen in the game? We all have our opinions. The bottom line, you need information because your wager is an investment. For that, we'll call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, a good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you guys crushed it last week, and you plan on starting off tonight with another winner.
Yeah, we're going to kick off everybody's weekend with a big, big win tonight. As you said, very interesting and very important game. Very important for Dallas if they can try to pull away from Washington. New Orleans, if they want the number one seed, they have to win this game tonight. New Orleans coming in at 10-1, Dallas at 6-5. Right now, Saints are laying 7, the total's 51.5. New Orleans coming off that pasting of Atlanta 31-17 last Thursday. Dallas beat Washington 31-23. Cowboys have the leading rusher in the league in Ezekiel Elliott, but the Saints do have the answer because they have the number one rush defense in the league. It's going to make for a very interesting game. We want to make some money on this game tonight. And there is some late-breaking info on some the matchup tonight, some injuries that have occurred. Elliott is still banged up. New Orleans has some defensive injuries. We have the information on this game. We will release it to everybody if you give us a call at 1-888-566-7878. A lot of people get afraid when they hear the word free on the radio. Guys, there's no catch. There's no obligation. Make the call. We will give you the winner tonight. We'll tell you who's going to win and why. It's 1-888-566-7878.
Now, Steve, in a game like this at this time of the season, sometimes teams have different motivations, but both of these teams are motivated. They're both looking for the playoffs ahead. They both want to win this game. But if you have the right information, you cash the ticket. If you have the wrong stuff, you don't. It's really that simple. That's why they need to call 1-888-566-7878 and get that right information.
Yeah, and Dallas also added a little bit of fuel to the fire. Lawrence, Dallas's defensive star, said the New Orleans offensive line is in over their head tonight. That's going to make it extremely interesting. And like in a game like this tonight, the only way to win is with information, obviously. We have it. We'll share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move on this game tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. New Orleans Dallas winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Guys, do not touch this play tonight without calling us first. You can cash a ticket. You can call us back tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878. New Orleans Dallas at no charge.
Yo, it's Steve Cofield. I've got back pain from time to time. The real problem? My feet. They're flattening out. I needed help, so I asked my pals at the Good Feet store for some advice. They talked about the four arches of the foot, and they told me my feet need to be exercised on a daily basis so I can avoid that back pain. And the same goes for you if you've got neck or leg pain. At the Good Feet store, the fix is more affordable than ever. Trying their three-step system can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. I just hit New Orleans on a four-day vacation. I walked every day for 8 to 10 hours. I used the Good Feet exercisers and relaxers. I felt great the entire trip. You can feel like that too. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. There's a Good Feet store located across from Palace Station, 2600 West Sahara, and another at 4150 Blue Diamond just west of the Silverton. Take it from me, Steve Cofield. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet store today. You know what? I'm tired of shaving and trimming and clipping. It's Steve Cofield. I'm a big-time radio guy, so I decided it was time to let someone else take care of me. So I found Swagger Men's Grooming. That's where I get my haircut and beard trimmed. You need to treat yourself too. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. When you get your haircut, you get the neck massage, the shampoo. I went next level and even got the nose wax. Yeah, me. I'm the king of the world. Coronado Center and Eastern. It's Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
It's getting hairy out there, and that's a good thing. November is Movember. Whether it's pencil thin, the walrus, or handlebar, it's when we let our mustaches grow freely to raise awareness for men's health. Urology Specialist of Nevada is proud to be part of it, supporting efforts to help men get information on testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and more. In fact, 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetimes. So Urology Specialist of Nevada encourages you to get screened now. Find out more at usonv.com.
During the Findlay North Volkswagen Drive to Decide event, you can lease the all-new 2019 Jetta S with nothing due at signing but your autograph for just $169 a month for 24 months plus tax. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. They put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive.
24-month lease on approved credit, 7,500 miles per year allowable. Payment is plus tax, $29.25 title fee, first payment, $675 acquisition fee, and $499 dock fee. Offer expires 11/30/18.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Oh, yeah. We hate bookies. Well, not all of them. Really not any of them. We just want to beat them. Brad Powers likes to beat the bookies. Pregame.com, part of the five-day week show on Fox Sports Radio National, straight out of Vegas. Brad, before we get the college leans and lights, let's go right into the Thursday night tilt. Are you willing to take Dallas plus 7.5 and step in front of this, what is it, 9 straight ATS run the Saints are on?
Yeah, I am willing to do it, and I get it. New Orleans, they're trying to do something that hasn't been done since 1992. R.J. Bell tweeted this out. No team in the NFL has covered 10 straight games since the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers, back in 1992. But I'll take it. I think the line values with the Cowboys, especially if you can get that all-important hook. Keep in mind, 7 is the second most key number in football. I'd expect a frenzied home atmosphere here. You give me the Cowboys plus the 7.5.
It's championship week in college football, so let's try to run down a few of these matchups, starting with tomorrow, Buffalo and Northern Illinois for the MAC. Buffalo 3.5 in the spot.
I'm going to take the points here with the underdog Northern Illinois, and I get it. You know, you got one team, Buffalo 10-2, and one team in Northern Illinois 7-5. But Northern's played a lot tougher schedule. I mean, you start looking at games against Florida State, Iowa, Utah, BYU. And also note that, yeah, Northern Illinois comes in limping into the game with 2 straight losses, but they already had the West Division of the MAC locked up, and that might be one of the reasons why they lost their last couple of games. I'll take the Huskies, who have been there, done that. This is their 8th MAC championship game. I'll get them plus the 3.5.
One other game tomorrow night out in the Pac-12, Utah and Washington. Washington 5.5 up in Northern California on the neutral site.
Yeah, so the expectation for Washington coming into the season was, hey, this is a preseason top 10 team. Most people had them up there. In fact, a lot of people had them in the top 5. Obviously, Washington, even though they got to this championship game, they haven't met expectations. But last week, it's notable that they won that big rivalry game on the road against Washington State. What happened in the game? The running back for Washington, his name's Miles Gaskin, preseason All-American, had his best game of the season. Tight end, their leading returning receiver, his name's Hunter Bryant for Washington. He missed the first 9 games of the season. He's off his best game of the season. The left tackle, Trey Adams for Washington, preseason All-American, missed the first 10 games. He's played the last 2 games. I think finally this is a Washington team that's as good as we thought they were at the start of the season, and that's the case, I'll lay under a touchdown here. Give me Washington.
Central Florida is 3 over Memphis. Big game for Central Florida for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. 24-game winning streak on the line. And you know, maybe a 1% chance if everything breaks their way as far as getting in the playoff. I mean, obviously they need Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State all to lose. And then even then, maybe they're on the outside looking in. But the bigger story here is their quarterback. His name's Mackenzie Milton. Out for, you know, this game and maybe done for his career after that gruesome leg injury last week. Milton's one of the most valuable players in college football. He's worth at least a touchdown to the line. And in this instance, you know, I'm going to lean with Memphis plus the 3. I don't think UCF can overcome that loss. Even with Milton earlier this year, they probably should have lost to Memphis.
Brad Powers, pregame.com. Follow him at BradPowers7 up on Twitter. Get into some of the big ones. Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma 8 in the total. A very, very robust 77.5, 78, 78.5 is even popping up.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll start with the total first. I mean, Oklahoma games have flown over the total, 10-2. I think that'd be one of the square picks of the week. And I'm not going to have an under ticket, but I'm also in a championship game between these two, not going to bet over the total in that one. I think the best value is on Texas. Keep in mind, Texas has owned Oklahoma as of late. Last 6 meetings, 6 straight covers for Texas by an average of 14 points per game. And Tom Herman, he's the Texas head coach. Whether he's been an offensive coordinator or head coach, his team's 23-1 against the spread, getting points. Give me the Horns.
Georgia and Alabama. Alabama's 13.5, although I am on record, not that it matters at all, as saying Alabama should intentionally lose this game and they should sit everyone. I don't think they're going to do it. How do you handicap this one?
Yeah, well, I'll agree with you. I think Alabama can lose and still be in the playoff. I think the odds of them being in the playoff should be probably 90%+. The only way they don't get in is if they get blown out, and that hasn't happened not one single time under Nick Saban in 12 years. They haven't lost a single game by more than 2 touchdowns. So I think Alabama's in the playoff. As far as the value in this one, I'm going to go with the under. Under 63.5 here, it's the highest total ever for an SEC championship game. Keep in mind, we've got 27 games now to judge from since they've been playing this since the early 90s. And Alabama's historically great on offense, at least for them. But the two best defenses they played, LSU and Mississippi State, that historically great offense only managed 25 points per game here. Typically, Saban's conservative in these types of games. I'll go under the total.
Any interest in Northwestern getting more than 2 touchdowns against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship?
My interest is on the Buckeyes here. Look, I don't lay 2 touchdowns much, but when I do, I need motivation. Buckeyes have motivation. They need margin in this one, and they're capable of it. I mean, we saw that last week against Michigan, and I think, generally speaking, Northwestern's overrated. This is a team that's only outscoring their opponents. Despite their 8-4 record, by 2 points per game, they're only outscoring their opponents. Give me the Buckeyes in a blowout.
So any of the games that we didn't touch on that are of great interest to you?
You know what? I would say the Virginia Tech-Marshall game, believe it or not. Why? I'm looking to see if Virginia Tech can extend that 24-year bowl streak. Keep in mind, Florida State's bowl streak over. So Virginia Tech is about a 3.5-point favorite in a makeup game. Needs it like blood. Wasn't impressed with Marshall last week. Give me the Hokies minus 3.5.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, take care, guys.
Good luck to Brad Powers. At Brad Powers 7, he does tweet out his tickets, winners, losers. Pregame.com is the site. We've got our own picks contest. We'll be giving our picks tomorrow around 4:15 on the Cofield & Company. I don't even know what to name it anymore. We stink. But we've got a picks contest going down on Facebook. It's exclusively on Facebook. Facebook.com/ESPN Las Vegas. Just search us. You have to pick Sunday games from the Westgate list that came out on Wednesday. You pick 5 games. You pick the total score of all 14 games as the tiebreaker. And the winner will get the family gift pack that I've been talking about so much during the breaks and on the show from Omaha Steaks. You get 8 burgers in there, 4 sirloin steaks, kielbasa. You get the caramel apple tartlets in there, meatballs, pork chops. Ridiculous. Worth like $200, and you can get it for $49.99. If you want to get it on your own, just go up to omahasteaks.com,
type in, right in the search bar, Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D. But you can win one for free if you win our picks contest. We're going to do this for the next couple of weeks, but it's all on Facebook. Got to be in by 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock Pacific, on the ESPN Las Vegas Facebook page, and you could win the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Go check it out for yourself at omahasteaks.com. All right, game time about 35 minutes away down here at Silver Sevens and the William Hill Race and Sportsbook. Come on down, open that mobile app, and then you can bet in-game. Adam and I both love betting football in-game, and the only way you can do that is if you have one of those mobile apps. Stop standing in lines. I see people standing in lines. Come on! It's 2018. You come down, take advantage of the football specials. $3 on the beer, $12 buckets. Thanks to Allie, who popped in with us earlier. Jeff, unbelievable on these remotes. See you, Chrissy. See you, Adam. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody.
Second only to Angel.